Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lindsay Palmer about the Washington County Fair. First, can you tell us what 4-H club you're with and what you're going to be showing at the fair this year?
Yeah, I am with Lime Creek Lime Lights 4-H Club in Wellman here. And this year at the fair, I'll be showing, I have two goats in the weathered class. I have rabbits. I usually take gardening, which this year I plan on taking again. I have a couple non-livestock projects. I refinished a commode, and I also redecorated and redid my room. So that's my project for this year.
Well, it sounds like you've been pretty busy this year.
Yeah.
And what year are you in 4-H? Is this your final year?
No, this will be my seventh year, so I have two more years to go.
All right. And are you helping with a rabbit workshop?
Yep, I am helping. I am actually coordinating the rabbit workshop this year. And it is Monday of the fair in the rabbit barn at 2:00 in the afternoon. So, and that's just to help any members that show rabbits or are interested in showing or having rabbits. I help them. We kind of do a little mock show to get, because the rabbit show is on Tuesday of the fair, so we kind of go through a mock show, and I help with showmanship questions just to make sure they're ready for show on Tuesday.
And what does it take to get a rabbit ready for the show?
Usually for, they're easier since you can just put them in the back of your car or so you don't have to have a livestock trailer to haul them. So for show, it's just kind of getting their fur in condition. Sometimes it's just brushing them out, usually not on a daily basis, but brushing them out, getting their toenails clipped. They have to have a tattoo in the left ear to show at fair, and just the basics, making sure they're healthy and ready to stay at the fair week. Make sure that you keep them cool throughout the fair week also. Sometimes it gets kind of hot, so.
And when you're selecting a rabbit earlier in the year, thinking, okay, I'm going to get this rabbit ready for the fair, what do you look for in a show rabbit?
Usually, I guess, it's just each rabbit is judged, and every judge has their own opinion. But each rabbit has their own kind of characteristics and what you kind of look for. When I started in 4-H, I started with the smaller, they call them four-class rabbits or fancy breed rabbits. And now I've kind of, as I've gotten older, I've kind of shown more interest in the larger breeds or the six-class rabbits. And so I've kind of started getting into more of the meat rabbits. And I have Californian rabbits. So they have their white bodies with the black feet and the tail and the nose and the ears. So to look at those, I guess I'm looking more at just like the body type on them and that they're ready to, because when you're taking the fair, they should be about ready for market. So that's kind of what I'm looking for as far as the weight, and that's what the judge is usually looking for, too. And we have to weigh them in before the fair starts. So.
And with those, how heavy are the rabbits?
For the market pen of three, they and single friars, they're around 5 pounds is the maximum weight. So.
And do you name your rabbits?
Well, I used to, I guess, with the smaller ones, but now since I've kind of gotten into the more market ones, I guess I've learned that if you get too attached to them, it's kind of hard to let them go when they are ready for market or if they find new homes. So usually I don't name them. I know some of the older ones I still have names for and they're kind of pets, but usually no, I don't name them anymore.
And looking at 4-H overall, what are some of the lessons that you've learned or that you feel other students learn by being in the program?
I guess 4-H, looking overall, I guess my communication skills have grown a lot, I guess. As far as getting up in front of my club during the meetings and doing presentations, doing them at county levels. I've done working exhibits in the past and done my educational presentation at county. And so that kind of helped me just be able to now in like school when we have presentations, I'm not as scared to get up in front of bigger or larger crowds and talk. And so, and then also like citizenship skills have grown a lot in leadership. I like to help the younger members just because I know when I started 4-H, my sister helped me a lot. So it's always good to give back and help the younger members when they need it. So.
And what's your favorite part of the fair?
Oh, I don't know. My favorite part of the fair, probably something, I don't know. I guess I really enjoy showing and just being with my animals, being, you know, having my friends come and support me show and then supporting my friend's show, whatever their livestock also.
Great. And lastly, if somebody's considering joining 4-H, what would you say to them?
I would say just jump in and just try whatever, you know, you can. You can always, there's always another year you can do more, or if you have new ideas, do it the next year. It is, sometimes it depends like how much you want to do or how little you want to do. So it's just, you know, jumping in and trying new experiences, and people are always there to back you up and support you.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with 4-H'er Lindsay Palmer. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.